7 content calendar tips. Over the last decade or so, I've written about 1,000 or more blog posts. I believe that one of the critical elements of being able to do that was keeping a content calendar. A content calendar goes by a few names. It could be content schedule, editorial calendar, content plan, and more. But whatever you call it, it's a place to organize your ideas, titles, notes, and a little more for content, as well as laying out important dates, especially due dates and publish dates. Many people struggle with content, whether it's text, audio, or video, because they put pressure on themselves to brainstorm, research, and create all at the same time. I believe in separating at least the brainstorming from the creating. This way you do the brainstorming in batches, and then when you sit down to create, you find the idea in notes, and you get to work. So it's time to create a content calendar if you don't have one. And even if you do, here are a few tips I found to be useful. Number one is that due and publish date. Common issue with publishing content of any kind is the tendency to want to publish immediately after the content is created and done. A better habit to get into is to finish the content and schedule it for a later date. One of the best features of WordPress, and now most other content providers, is that it allows you to schedule blog posts or content. I like to create a due date and a publish date. I usually leave 1 week in between. I'll create posts on the same day each week and schedule for the same day the following week. 95% of the time, you're going to stick with that kind of schedule. But the reason for the buffer is the other 5% of the time when something might come up, like a last-minute meeting or illness, or any number of things. If you were publishing immediately after creating, you obviously won't have that kind of buffer. Number two is title and notes. Include a spot on the calendar for your title and notes. I should mention that I create almost all of my content calendars using shared worksheets on Google Drive. It's simple, it's easy, but more on this in a little bit. I have a cell for each piece of content. Each piece has a due date and publish date, and it also has a spot for title and notes. The title is important to give the direction the creator should take. And as I mentioned earlier, I like to create these titles in batches. So once a month or so, I'll brainstorm titles for the entire upcoming month. I'll also include a note section, and this provides context for the title. Maybe it also includes a link or two, or maybe a source, or maybe a quote, or maybe a requirement that is only for this post. Three overall requirements and checklists. Off to the side of the content calendar I'll include overall requirements, and I'll usually put them in checklist form. For blog posts or podcasts or whatever, there will be requirements that you'll want to include in all of the pieces. It might be internal and external links, calls to action, mentions, things like that. The more you create, the more you'll just memorize these requirements, but it's still good to have a checklist as a reminder for the creator. Number four, responsibility definitions. Sometimes multiple people will have their hands involved in the creation of the content. Maybe one writes the post, another edits, and another uploads. Another idea is to have someone that creates the title and notes, and there could be a manager that organizes everything. Whatever the situation, make sure everybody has their role and knows what their responsibility is. You can include these roles right on the calendar along with contact information so that if there are questions, everybody knows who to contact and how to contact them. For example, if the writer has a question about a title and the notes, they can contact the person responsible for creating those title and notes. Five, consistent frequency. I like to keep things consistent when it comes to publishing. Publishing on the same day or days each week, same time of the day if possible. Otherwise, it can get a little scattershot, and people seem to appreciate consistency when consuming their content. What I tell people is to create pieces consistently, and if inspiration does strike, they can either add the idea to their list for later, or they can write it and publish it kind of as a supplemental piece to their scheduled material. Six, feedback. Also include an area for feedback, especially overarching feedback that can be used for future content. I like to include this near the requirements checklist area. Usually early in the process, you'll get some feedback from readers or a business owner or something like that. You want to document this so you remember it when you create new content, so the person doesn't have to keep repeating the same feedback with each new piece. Number seven is to keep it simple. I find that fancy software isn't really necessary. Don't add too much information to the calendar. I definitely like to keep it simple. There are so many project management software options available. Over the years, I've tried just about all of them, and I can tell you that at least for content creation, I always come back to using Google Drive and just a good old spreadsheet. Content calendar really can be a key cog in your content marketing efforts. If you don't have a calendar, then odds are good that you'll eventually fade in your content responsibilities and goals. The calendar keeps you and your team on task, turns the entire process into a habit, and helps you create content for the long term, which is a requirement for content marketing success.